Ahoy from BA! This is a Rorschach Ocean Update from the 6th of May 2025, a summary of what's going down in the 70% surface of the Earth covered in salt water. Kicking off with an update to a story from last week's show, President Trump's authorization of commercial fishing in the Pacific Islands Heritage Marine National Monument sparked criticism from conservationists. The area, around 500,000 square miles, or 1.3 square kilometers, has some of the planet's most untouched marine ecosystems and hosts many endangered species like sharks, sea turtles, and rare coral reefs. Trump said that existing rules burden American fishers and supported tuna industries. However, environmental groups and marine biologists refuted his comments, pointing out the area's remoteness and the fleet's historically low activity. They said that this move will increase illegal fishing, threaten biodiversity, and undo decades of conservation, especially for slow-recovering species like sharks, fearing the decision prioritizes short-term economic gain over long-term ecological and cultural sustainability. In more news from the Pacific Ocean, researchers from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration recently discovered a striking stone monolith rising from the Pacific Ocean floor. During a 28-day deep-sea expedition that started on the 8th of April and finished on Monday, the 5th of May, the team explored a submerged ridge 1,116 nautical miles from Honolulu, where they encountered a 49-foot or 15-meter tall rock structure sticking straight up from the flat ocean floor. Scientists said it's probably a volcanic rock that formed inside the older rock and pushed through it. Over time, the surrounding rock wore away, leaving this one standing out. The team noticed that some sea creatures were attached to it and that it's unusual to come across a lone structure like this in that kind of underwater setting. From the Pacific to the Atlantic Ocean. On Monday, the 28th of April, the foreign ministers of Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger met with the Moroccan King Mohammed VI in Rabat, Morocco, and confirmed their participation in an initiative that will give them access to the Atlantic, which we talked about in previous shows. All three countries have military juntas in place now after coup. These nations, which recently excited the economic community of West African states due to escalating tensions with the bloc over their military takeovers, formed the Alliance of Sahel States and shifted their military alliances from Western powers to Russia. The meeting also occurred during rising regional tensions. Algeria recently said it shot down a Malian drone near their shared border, while Mali denied any airspace violation. Still in the Atlantic, whales are migrating north from their warm Caribbean breeding grounds to cooler feeding waters in the North Atlantic. The Marine Mammal Advisory Group, or MMAG, has issued an alert to mariners and offshore sailors, urging them to be extra cautious between April and June during whale migration season. This period overlaps with yacht deliveries, offshore races, and cruising voyages, raising the risk of vessel strikes. North Atlantic right whales, humpback whales, sperm whales, and beaked whales are traveling through busy shipping routes, posing a danger to both themselves and vessels. The MMAG launched a survey to collect data on whale collisions and close encounters, aiming to improve safety and reduce future risks for marine mammals and sailors alike. In other news, a 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck off the southern coast of Chile and Argentina on Friday the 2nd, prompting Chilean authorities to order coastal evacuations due to tsunami concerns. The quake occurred in the South Atlantic, about 170 miles or 220 kilometers south of Ushuaia, Argentina. Chile's government temporarily evacuated around 2,000 people, including personnel at Antarctic research stations, as a precaution. Chilean President Gabriel Boric paused his schedule to lead emergency response efforts. Authorities lifted the tsunami alert later the same day after determining no significant waves formed, though officials urged the public to stay cautious. The U.S. Geological Survey reported the quake's depth at 6 miles, or 10 kilometers, with expected waves reaching up to almost 10 feet, or 3 meters. Chile, known for its seismic activity, responded swiftly thanks to its robust emergency systems. Since we mentioned the Antarctic, National Geographic's new series, Secrets of the Penguins, explores penguin life from Antarctica to the Galapagos, showing behaviors never seen before of emperor penguin chicks. Led by explorer Bertie Gregory, a three-person team filmed for 274 days on the Ekstrom ice shelf, home to 20,000 penguins. Scientists noted a shift in nesting behavior. Because of climate change, emperor penguins use ice shelves instead of sea ice, as they give them better stability. From one pole to the other, Italy and Japan are increasingly focusing on the Arctic as a key geopolitical and environmental hub. According to the latest analysis of the geopolitical expert Emanuele Rossi, both countries, though not Arctic states, are positioning themselves as influential stakeholders, promoting bilateral seminars focused on the Arctic. Italy will organize the Arctic Circle Rome Forum in 2026. Japan's Blue Infinity Loop, a new maritime governance model, views the Arctic as a central node in a connected ocean system, influencing Italy's maritime policies across various regions. This collaboration between Italy and Japan signals a shift towards ocean diplomacy, where nations act as connectors in a more inclusive Arctic governance model. Read the full analysis following the link in the show notes. On another note, on Saturday the 3rd, the Indian Prime Minister inaugurated the Vizhinjam International Seaport in Kerala, India, marking India's first deep-water transshipment hub. Built through a public-private partnership led by Adani Ports, the more than $1 billion port aims to reduce reliance on foreign ports and cut shipping costs. With a natural depth of around 20 meters or 65 feet, and proximity to major trade routes, Vizhinjam helps India compete with major logistics centers like Singapore and Colombo. Let's have a look at the Suez Canal. On Monday the 5th, Osama Rabi, head of the Suez Canal Authority, met with Argentine Ambassador Holger Martinsen in Cairo to strengthen cooperation between Egypt and Argentina. Rabi praised the strong ties between the two nations and encouraged expanding collaboration in logistics, maritime services, and economic ventures. He highlighted the authority's technical expertise in ship maintenance, construction, dredging, and engineering. Ambassador Martinsen acknowledged the Suez Canal's crucial role in global trade and voiced concern about shipping delays caused by rerouting through the Cape of Good Hope. He expressed interest in exchanging knowledge, especially in maritime safety and emergency response systems. Both sides reaffirmed their commitment to boosting bilateral cooperation across several maritime sectors. From the Suez to the Panama Canal, the Bank Blandex, the Panama Canal, and the Botellas de Amor Foundation have collaborated to create a pedestrian bridge in Panama made from over 3 tons of recycled plastic. This initiative transforms plastic waste into a valuable resource, addressing environmental issues while benefiting local communities. The 81-meter bridge connects 4 communities, improving the mobility and safety of over 300 residents. It highlights the power of partnerships to drive sustainable solutions. The Panama Canal's support reflected its commitment to environmental protection and community welfare. This bridge is a second of its kind, the first one being in Puerto Caimito in 2023. And to wrap up this edition, on Monday the 5th, Russia stationed 1 warship in the Black Sea, which carries caliber cruise missiles and can launch up to 6 missiles. 3 Russian warships are currently stationed in the Mediterranean, with one of them serving as a caliber missile carrier, capable of launching as many as 8 missiles. No Russian warships have been observed in the Sea of Azov. The Ukrainian Navy also managed to destroy an enemy Ural truck. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Remember that if you're listening to us on Spotify, you can leave comments in the episode. They are private and we won't publish them, so go crazy. Want us to get back to you? drop us your email. See you next week.